So I was actually born in Toronto. So, I mean, when you're born in Toronto, it's kind of put in par that you're a Leafs fan. But according to my mom, I was a very defiant young child. So when we would be watching hockey games, I would, kind of be channel surfing and turn it on, and I'd see the Nordiques playing, and I kind of fell in love with this incredible player, and I just thought, wow, this guy's amazing. And as a child, didn't know anything about hockey, but I just knew that this player was incredible. And he goes by the name of Joe Sakic. So that was my first falling in love with hockey, was watching Joe Sakic play, and it just kind of developed from there. And then when the Avs were bought by the Colorado, oh, sorry, when the Nordiques were bought by the Colorado Avalanche, I just sort of transferred my loyalties from Quebec to Denver. And I'll never forget watching that game when Patrick Waugh went up to Mario Tremblay. And me and my dad were watching that game, and when he said that that was his last game there, I looked at my dad. I said, "Oh my God, I bet you Colorado's going to get Patrick Waugh." And a couple days later, they announced it, and I mean, the rest is history. This team, for me, is more than just a hockey team. For me, it's a way of life. I'm very loyal to this team. I would sacrifice a lot for this team, and I do it happily. I've been to Denver only once, and I mean, it's not just the hockey team, it's the people that surround the hockey team. The Avs fam are by far the best people that I've met. Everyone's so kind, and I mean, they don't care where you're from. If you're an Avs fan, then you're family. And that's part of the reason why I love the team so much. So, Avs girl for life, got the ink to prove it, never going back from there.